Good day, ladies and gents. You are listening to Recovery 101 Masterpiece Radio. This program is based loosely on 12-step recovery programs. The format is less like a meeting and more so like having a coffee and chatting about various crap afterwards. The meeting after the meeting, as it were. That's right, folks. Another show is here brimming over with recovery. So remember, we used to suffer from insanity, but now we do so enjoy it. So please sit back, relax, partake, and thank you so much for your support, likes, and comments at recovery101.net. It's listeners like you that keep us in the garage and off the blues.
Thank you to Lori Faith for our marvelous Recovery 101 Masterpiece Theater Edition jingle. Loving that. Recovery 101 does not speak for AANAOACAGAPASLASLAACRRRMMDRAHAFAIR.
Keep going. Go, Bruce. Do it. Go.
BDA.
Go.
SWA.
Go. Keep going. You got more. Come on. You can do it.
CMA. Did I already do that?
Is that the one where they don't hold hands for the closing prayer?
Right. Yeah.
Chronic Masturbators Anonymous. Yeah. We don't speak for any of them there, guys.
Or any of the Anons.
Or the Anons. We don't even speak that well for ourselves, as you're about to discover. Welcome to Recovery 101. My name is Bruce B., as always, with...
Shelley.
And Mark.
Awesome. How's your day, Mark?
Fast.
Fast?
Yeah.
Well...
We're usually not here this early to do this.
Yeah, we're doing it early today.
In honor of it being 98 degrees out and humid, we decided to do this in the middle of the day this time.
It was raining last night.
Yeah.
Slightly, you know, I wouldn't really call that rain. More like God spitting, which kind of makes me feel bad because God was spitting on me last night. I'm pretty sure my guardian angel drinks.
Or maybe they were getting rid of the tears in heaven.
Tears in heaven. Now I'm thinking Eric Clapton.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I don't think that was the way that goes.
Didn't his kid?
Yes, it was very sad.
Out a window.
It just makes my stomach clench every time I talk about it or
when
hear about it. So don't
was
talk about
drunk?
It. No.
No.
I thought it was at a party.
It was an after party.
An after party.
It was
so
an after party.
Everyone was drunk.
Not necessarily.
No, he was all on.
No, they did an investigation. It was literally a horrible accident.
Oh. So no one was on She Don't Lie, She Don't Lie, She Don't Lie cocaine.
No.
Right.
It wasn't that kind of a party.
No. Now I feel bad.
You should.
I feel worse. Because before I could blame it all on Eric Clapton, and now I can't.
Right.
How was your day, Shelley?
Hot and sweaty. And it's only 1:59.
Wasn't there a song called Hot, Sweet, and Sticky?
I don't know. But
hot,
I got the hot and
sticky,
but the...
Yeah, Rock Candy.
Was it?
You're Rock Candy, baby. Hot,
I'm Rock
sweet,
Candy.
And sticky.
Yeah. I'm Rock Candy, baby. I'm hot, sweet, and sticky. Yeah.
Yeah.
That, matter of fact, Tommy Lee. Well, Tommy Lee was a guest in that band, but Vince Wharton, Vince Neil from Motley Crue, was originally in a band in Covina called Rock Candy.
Good to know. In case everyone look for any of their old music.
Like anybody even cares. I watched a rockumentary on the 80s.
Uh-huh.
Do you know what killed heavy metal? Basically? Grunge.
Nirvana killed heavy metal.
Nirvana. Like specifically, and everyone says, like every rock and roll guy they talk to, they go, yeah, it was Nirvana. And Vince Neil, they were asking Vince Neil, and he goes, what's with the whole grunge thing? Everyone's pissed at their parents. Everything's a downer. Everyone wants to commit suicide. He goes, dude, I'd rather sing about partying and screwing babes. He goes, I don't understand why no one would want to sing about partying and screwing babes. I'm like, I agree.
Been there, done that.
I know, but we all like to do that.
Well, never gets old, does it?
Party, it's over. Screw babes. If you're young out there, go for it. Go forth.
Yeah, multiply.
Yeah, yes. Shelley's giving us the eye roll look.
I just don't care.
She's ready to pass out from the heat. That's what it is.
Okay.
That's not an eye roll. That's her eyes rolling up
she
in her
has
head.
She has
exactly.
She has a fan.
She does.
What does the fan say?
It's good to be queen.
It's good to be queen. Where's the guys that are...
Did you get that, did you get that in San Francisco?
Isn't there supposed to be some big bronze, like, guys peeling you grapes and using palm fronds to do that?
There would be if I had any money. I'd just rent them.
Oh, there would be if you had money.
Oh. I just rent them. Call Central Casting.
They do rent by the hour.
Well, if we get money, will I be able to rent?
Bronze guys to feed you grapes?
Absolutely.
No. Babes. Yeah, no. Babes.
We'll just call Central Casting. Send me some pharaohs.
Are you
palm
sure?
Fronds
are you
and
sure
grapes.
You wouldn't? You never know. She might call up and say, I want some babes.
Yeah.
Yeah, clearly.
Send me some handmaidens with palm fronds and grapes.
Why don't you just get like a six pack of babes?
Oh, of babes. I'm like,
palm fronds?
Yeah.
I don't think they sell them that way.
I'll bet they do somewhere. I went to Vegas again.
Yeah.
For the furniture show. That was lame. I got there on Wednesday.
Uh-huh.
Show goes through Thursday at 6 o'clock.
Uh-huh.
By Wednesday in the afternoon, most of the places were shut down.
Yeah.
The big companies, too. I'm like,
yeah, they were done.
Serta, who's one of the main sponsors, wasn't even, all their stuff was closed. I'm like, are you effing kidding me?
They were done.
Now.
Monday, it was packed.
On the other hand.
And you were told that they were going to be gone early.
On the other hand, I discovered the difference in hotel rooms between Wednesday night and Friday, Saturday night.
Mm-hmm.
Yo, yeah, Shelly's pissed.
Yeah, a lot less money on Wednesday nights.
Well, I went to get a $69 suite at the Mirage.
Uh-huh.
Because they're all suites at the Mirage. Looked really good online. I get there, and it says, they say, we're sold out. I go, how can you be sold out? I reserved one. I have a reservation. She goes, we can bump you up. And I said, okay. And I go, where are you going to bump me up to? And she goes, we're going to bump you up to floor 28. CO7.
Okay.
And I said, okay, what's that like? And she goes, it's 1,265 square feet. It's got a jacuzzi tub. It's got I kid you not, the bathroom, way bigger than the area we're sitting in now, way bigger. 42-inch flat screen on the wall. There was a living room, a dining room, a dressing room, a makeup room. The bathroom had not only a toilet, but a bidet. And it had a bar.
So did you?
Then there's a big...
Wait. Go back to the bidet. So did you?
No. I wouldn't even know how to use it. I don't want...
You didn't freshen yourself?
I didn't want water going everywhere. I don't know what I'm doing with that. In the living room, 72-inch flat screen.
Uh-huh.
And in the bedroom, in this case at the bottom of the bed that I thought was some kind of thing,
uh-huh,
you push the on button and the 54-inch flat screen TV comes up out of the bottom of the bed.
Uh-huh.
It was awesome. Shelly's looking at me like, I'm going to kill you. It was no artisan, don't get me wrong. Artisan had way better partying going on.
So next year's convention is going to be during the week?
At the Mirage.
Maybe. And
book it, Dano.
The buffet at the Mirage is expensive. It's like $37.50.
No, it was $34.95.
But they have everything.
It's $35. Uh-huh. I go to one of the restaurants there called the Japonaise.
Mm-hmm.
I get a thing comes with hamachi, appetizer, miso soup, salad, snow crab and avocado roll, filet mignon on asparagus, and a Japanese pumpkin cheesecake, $24. Awesome. I'm going to stop now because Shelly's giving me the eye. She's giving me the hairy eyeball.
And I had to stay at the Artisan where the Wi-Fi didn't work. And
Wi-Fi worked really good at the Mirage.
Partying went on all night.
Until the sun came up.
Yeah.
But you could buy earplugs at the counter.
Actually,
right next to the condoms.
They give them to you. Oh. Condoms and earplugs.
Condoms, earplugs, and because
you know what I hate?
Hearing her scream.
Hearing her scream.
Some other guy's name. You know what that means.
What?
Well, it's time for the boozy news, and the news not fit for booze. That's awesome.
and you'd gather from the fact that I was dooting, dootating, doot, whatever. He's doing the news.
Yes. Yeah.
I also tailored my doots to yours.
We have some shout-outs. We have two new followers. That would be Sarah and Ivy.
Sarah's been following.
I-V-E-Y.
Sarah's been following for years.
No, this is a different one.
How do you know?
Because it said you have... Actually, I don't know. It could be. I may have just given her extra credit.
That's okay.
Sarah got extra credit from the class of Recovery 101. but we do have some shout-outs. Erica, Bill, Phil, Georgette, Dakota, James, Randy, John, Natalie, Lori, Faith, Jack, Shauna, Sarah, and Ivy.
So, okay.
Thanks. Now, some of these things I make mention of, and you may need to throw some stuff in because I know you read all of some of these stories before.
You read all of some of these stories?
I read all of some of these stories.
Right. You know, because what is it? She hasn't even seen the other of these stories, so she couldn't have read all of these stories.
It's like Yogi Berra said that, you know, 90% of this game is 50% mental.
Yep. Nobody goes to that restaurant.
70% of the time, that works every
time. That's right.
Nobody
goes to this restaurant anymore. It's too busy.
This is from Bill. Reports of witchcraft and aliens.
Oh, go for it.
Shelly acts like she doesn't know anything about this.
I may have forgotten. Remember?
Is it Thames? Is it pronounced Thames?
Yes.
Emergency calls Thames Valley Police are getting increasing reports of witchcraft and aliens. 48 reports claim supernatural extraterrestrial incidents. Mental health charity Sane said it was absolutely essential police communicate with the mental health services in cases such as these. So basically what they're saying is you guys are all mental.
In other reports, they've been finding a lot of people taking the labels off their medication bottles.
Yes. Yes.
Skittles party.
Thames Valley Police said that we deal with these on a case-by-case basis because some of them are kind of lame. For instance, the guy says, an envelope with a witchcraft symbol on it, like a pentagram or something, is no more dangerous or threatening than an envelope with a cross on it, you know, or a Jewish Star of David on it. And he says it's really not.
How PC can you get?
Well, the thing is, the guy's like, it's a symbol on an envelope. It's not really the kind of thing that we're going to get all head up about. Now, if it's carved into someone's forehead, you know, we may get more.
Well, not any more than a cross or a Jewish star.
Yeah. A report of a mythical beast turned out to be a white Arabian horse.
Are they?
I think some of these people are on
drugs.
That's
what they're telling us.
Yes. A white Arabian horse had its mane planted, and the caller was unsure if it was linked to witchcraft or not.
It was a unicorn.
Yeah, without the corn or horn. Someone called and said their sister-in-law is definitely performing witchcraft and voodoo on her.
Turns out she was just a pole dancer.
A caller believed that witchcraft was going on because there was a group of Muslims that were all bowing in the same direction.
Would that be toward Mecca?
Yeah. Let's see.
These people need to put down the crack pipe and walk away.
Yeah, there's a meeting group. There's an Oxfordshire meeting group for pagans, which is another... like-minded individuals, and she said, yeah, I really don't think that most of those reports really have anything to do with actual witchcraft. She goes, you know, pentagram, she goes, it's probably some kid in the heavy metal or something. She goes, witches don't do a lot of drawing on their envelopes when they send mail. She goes, I don't think we're any different than any other group.
I was going to say, and she would know.
Let's see. So anyway, but if you call and it's a hoax, the police are going to lock you up. So make sure it's really an alien or a witch before you. Witch. Being a witch isn't a crime, I don't believe.
No.
So their hands are kind of tied with the witchcraft things. They're like, in order for us to arrest someone for doing witchcraft, we have to believe the witchcraft actually works on you.
Yeah.
The days of burning witches at the stake are long since past.
700,000 guys called in about their ex-wives, though.
Yes. When I was in high school, we were outside 7-Eleven, and there was some guy, kind of a off-the-wall looking guy, but he was telling these people that he was a witch. And he was telling them, I'm going to throw a spell on you because you guys have been screwing with, you've been pinching my weed or whatever it was. And I'm going to throw a spell on you. And my friend DJ went up and just knocked this guy the F out, like one punched him and said, hey, spell that. And to my knowledge, DJ never had any...
anything bad happened
anything
to him?
Bad happened to him.
Well, all his hair fell out and his nails turned purple, but, you know, he doesn't like to talk about that.
Yeah, where's DJ now?
This is...
We don't know.
This is cool and weird and strange at the same time. I don't know if you read any of this. From Bill as well. A new formulation of a powerful narcotic painkiller that discourages potential abusers from snorting or injecting the drug has been approved by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Did you hear that at all? It's an OxyContin kind of thing that has another drug in with it called...
We did this.
Targenic, ER. And the pill is a combination of oxycodone and naloxone.
This is this. Yeah, we did this story last week.
We did?
Yes.
We knew this already.
Never mind.
Because the response to that was, so just take them as a pill.
Yeah. Just swallow the pill, stupid.
Okay, you did not do this one. This was like my favorite one last week. This is about the Yakuza.
Oh, yeah, we didn't do this one.
The Yakuza.
Knock yourself out.
Now, the Yakuza Crime Syndicate has a new campaign out because they're not all that hidden. They're not like the triads the way they're kind of... The Yakuza is quite...
Visible.
Well-known and visible.
Yeah.
They've started a Just Say No program.
To the Yakuza?
Mm-hmm. Just Say No to what?
Drugs.
The Yakuza.
Yes.
Aren't they like drug dealers as well as gangsters and racketeers and all that?
But they think it's maybe the drug thing is a little dangerous for the youngsters, so they're promoting Just Say No.
So this is the kinder, gentler Yakuza.
Well, wait till you hear. They have their... Do you know the Yakuza has its own website?
What's the address on that?
I don't think it listed on here. They have 27,000 members, the Yakuza. But they have a website, and it's... You could probably look it up because it's awkwardly titled Banish Drugs and Purify the Nation League website. It's kind of a Netscape era type of old school website, full of the type of photos you would find on that kind of thing. There's photos from their last Halloween party. This is the terrifying Yakuza crime syndicate. They also have a senior page.
They for have all of those who managed to make it to old age,
they
that
have
weren't snuffed out before.
Page.
A poetry?
Yes.
I would like to kill you.
And they have
I would
a,
like to stab a fork through your
YouTube
eye.
A YouTube video of members making their New Year's pilgrimage to a shrine. And the there's a translation from a... Asian news thing that says it's a traditional folk style song extolling the virtues of the Ninkyo spirit, a masculine idol who fights injustice and helps the weak. This is the Yakuza, the softer, gentler.
Oh, how the mighty have fallen.
Yakuza, yes.
Mark doesn't care.
Okay.
Peter, who actually I forgot to put in the shout outs.
Okay.
Peter.
Drunk Scottish passenger attacks flight crew.
Oh,
with his prosthetic leg.
I'm so glad you're doing this. I'm sure there's a quote somewhere.
Yes, we'll have the accent coming up here in a minute.
A flight from Tunisia to Scotland was forced to land Wednesday night when a passenger started acting out, demanding cigarettes and a parachute before removing her prosthetic leg. And attacking the flight crew with them.
I don't think the parachute is an out-of-line demand. Give her the parachute, strap it on her, and shove her out the door. That's problem solved.
Throw the cigarettes after her.
Yes.
Remember all that talk about D.B. Cooper where they're like, yeah, really? You're going to parachute out at 500 miles an hour? Maybe not.
Yeah.
The 48-year-old woman slapped the girl sitting next to her before taking off her leg. and started hopping down the aisle, swinging it at flight attendants.
You know,
it's just a wee bit of hopscotch.
The accent is so bad.
I know. You know.
I wonder what the movie was
on the flight.
Yeah, what was the movie?
I need my mom over here.
Yeah.
She'll do a bonnie wee accent. Let's see. She was from Edinburgh.
Nice to know.
And she was arrested on suspicion of using threatening behavior. Suspicion. She'd been swinging her leg at flight crew through the flight.
Allegedly.
Allegedly. We have a zero tolerance policy with regards to disruptive behavior on board, whether they involve prosthetics or not.
A zero tolerance policy to taking off your prosthetic in flight?
That's right. You can't take off your prosthetic in flight and swing it at somebody. It's written on page 7.
Yeah.
This is a quickie. Japan.
Okay.
The Medical Association of Japan has put posters out that warn against angering the gods by using marijuana.
Okay.
Now, unfortunately, you guys cannot see the poster.
You have, huh?
Oh, yeah. The one guy in the poster looks like a Japanese Jesus, and the other guy looks like Buddha. The marijuana awareness poster sends a clear message to the people of the greater Osaka area. Dame zetai, or in the English equivalent, bad, categorically.
Bad categorically?
Yeah. Translated text at the bottom, the anger of the gods, drugs are bad.
Bad categorically, as opposed to...
Drugs are good.
Mildly annoying in a random way.
Drugs good, mango bad. Bruce, let the Blazing Saddles reference go right by.
Okay, this will be the last one.
Oh, good.
From me. Naked thieves take burgers from Southwest...
Oh, Florida.
Florida eatery. Southwest Florida waitress has dubbed the trio of naked hamburger thieves who broke into the eatery dumb, dumber, and dumbest.
Wait. Were they naked when they broke in, or did they take off their clothes? They were
naked when they broke in.
So,
oh, good. They tried to come in under the radar.
Yeah.
Did they take, like, invisibility pills and thought, you know?
The waitress was still laughing long after the police stopped reviewing the surveillance tape. showing the college-age men, two naked and one clad in underwear.
The shy one.
He's the one who gave them away.
Stealing 60 hamburgers.
That's right.
From Doc's Beach House in Bonita Beach.
One of these things is not like the other.
The men broke in early Sunday and left a trail of red peppers as they were running down the beach.
Red peppers?
Yes. We never had a crime quite like this before, the owner said, in 27 years of doing business.
That's good, because if they had, we'd have reported it.
He says thieves have come in and robbed us, taken money from the cash register, but no one's come through the door completely naked looking for beef.
And, where's the beef?
Were they lacking meat?
His name, Lou Bangert. Lou Bangert says, we might want to check the local fraternity houses.
Wait, his name was Eubanger?
Lou Bangert.
Oh, okay. I'm just clarifying.
But his idea is maybe check the local fraternity houses. Yeah. Naked guys coming in looking for hamburgers. College age guys.
Yeah, fraternity prank.
Yeah.
And that, my friends, is the end of the boozy news and the news not fit for booze.
The New Way Foundation Victory House AWARE program is a state-licensed and certified substance abuse treatment provider located in Burbank. The New Way Foundation has a 50-bed residential program for men 18 to 64 years of age without insurance and outpatient programs for both women and men. New Way is a nonprofit foundation that is partially funded by Los Angeles Substance Abuse Prevention and Control under the Public Health Department and provides affordable and effective treatment. For over 40 years, New Way has been located in walking distance from beautiful downtown Burbank, numerous parks, and major transportation lines. In comfortable settings, nearly the entire continuum of care is offered by state-registered and certified counselors and interns. Don't wait for an accident, arrest, or overdose to contact us. Help yourself or your loved ones find treatment and the joys of recovery. When your way doesn't work anymore, try the New Way. You can reach us at 818 842-9416 or on the internet at new-way-foundation.com, helping 25,000 people find a new way since 1967.
Clean.
Recovery 101, clean and sober internet radio. Yeah.
Shout out
to the New Way Foundation
and Sober College.
At selfwellheavens.com, maybe.
Maybe.
Yeah. So,
well, they haven't updated it.
Is that a backslash or forward slash? Maybe.
we still get plays from there.
Really?
Yeah. We don't get a lot of plays from there, though. I mean, like, we'll get, like, 4 or 5 a day from that particular page.
Hey, Rob, call us and let us know what's going on.
Yeah. Don't know. So, I wasn't here, so Shelley, you guys have a topic.
Why are we doing this?
I'm guessing that's the topic.
Yeah.
All righty then. How would you like to
Mark and I were wondering that.
How would you like? Why are we doing this show?
Yeah.
Why are we still doing this?
Why are we still doing this?
Because it's fun.
And free.
And free. It's not like we make a bunch of money doing it.
We don't make any money doing it. In fact, we lose money because we had to go to Vegas. Of course, well, that was
fun. We gain other things.
Like?
Our good friend Fran. Fantastic.
Yes, that's true. We got a lot of friends out of
Fran,
this.
Fran, yeah. Well, yeah. Fran was working at this Tennessee Titans football stadium when they had a huge flood in Nashville. Was unable to attend meetings. Found our show.
And she's still sober?
Started listening to the show.
She's still sober.
Our friend Carol happened upon one of the videos on YouTube. How that happened, I don't know. That's, and then went and
that
found,
is the needle in a haystack.
She was really in the weird place on YouTube by then.
Yeah, she probably started out looking for a Pokemon video and ended up on, you know, Recovery 101. Because that's the way YouTube videos go. You go looking for the value of the dollar in Southeast Asia, and you come up with aliens in Egypt, you know, 12 pages later.
Yeah.
But she was having trouble with recovery, got sober listening to the show. Now, those are two that I know about. If it was only those two, it'd be worth it.
True. Hmm.
Okay, let's hear the differing opinion from you guys. I have a feeling that the man helping man and helping people get sober and having fun recovery is not going to be where you're going with this.
You're envisioning us tendering our resignations?
I don't know. If I had to, you know me.
You'd do it yourself.
I could do it myself, and I could go over. I'll have a 4.5-hour show, and I'll still go over.
Yes, we know that.
Of 785 boozy newses per show. And I'll still have the same 15 minutes of recovery at the end.
Well, I'm just wondering, you know, not just why are we still doing this? Because we've been doing this since God made dirt. And we've talked about every topic there is to talk about multiple times.
So you want to just keep putting up old shows then?
I can't. Well, no.
Just come in and do the boozy news? We could do like 12 boozy news episodes and one recording session? Mark's over there going, yeah.
That might not be a bad idea. Yeah. No, I mean, it's not that. I have to wonder, are we going somewhere with this, or are we just doing the same thing, expecting different results, which is the definition of insanity, which is right on par with what we typically do. Do we have a vision? What do our listeners want?
Mark?
I'm not a listener.
Did Shelley,
oh, no. No, but
did Shelley send you the information from the guy that wants to put us on regular radio that we were talking about?
We brought that up.
That's
how the topic came up.
Yeah, that's how the topic came up. Because I forgot to
about making money and, you know, getting some advertising.
No, we have to be spending money.
Huh?
We have to be spending money. But I was going to forward it to Mark.
You forget the conversation that we had with Mark on the air.
No, I don't forget. And we didn't have that on the air. It was before
we put paying money. We tell him to sell the advertising. We'll take a measly 20%. Now, we'll
I was there for that. I understand that.
So then why would we be paying money?
If I did it, we'd end up paying money. That's why I was supposed to forward it to Mark. But I forgot. That's what I'm saying. I just said. Did I not just say I forgot?
You did.
Okay, good.
Did she not just say we'd be paying money?
Which is, if she was doing it, that's why she's turning it over to me.
Well, I know she added the if I was doing it after that. But yeah. So she's got that look. She's going to be really bummed when she goes to edit and she listens to that part and she's like, damn. He was right.
No.
You know what that means? No, I won't. I won't be upset when I figure out he was right. So, Mark?
Yeah.
Opinion?
Well, we have covered the same topics 20 different ways ad nauseum.
It's kind of like going to meetings.
Yeah. It is kind of like going to meetings. Why don't we take up a seventh tradition?
That same topic list?
I know.
That every meeting has?
After time, after time, after time.
Like, let's have a topic. Yeah. Surrender. You know,
yeah, yeah.
That's when people go, can't you come up with like some like jazzy topic?
Yeah.
There's never been a topic in a meeting, dear balls and forgiveness, I'll tell you that.
Your last good high. Yeah.
Yeah, you'll never hear that at a meeting.
I know. So, I mean, there's reasons to do this. And I mean, one of the reasons for me, I used to live in this area and I used to see you guys several times a week.
Yes.
I no longer live in this area. So the only time I get to see you
is come out here.
Is come out here to do the show.
Yeah.
So for me, that's worth it.
Except when you start your cigar meeting.
Well, yeah, then you're going to come out to that.
So what Mark's saying here is it's been nice seeing you. I'm done now.
No, the question is, what do our listeners want?
I know one thing
because you made a commitment on the air months ago.
Of being able to take calls.
Of being able to take calls by now, I believe.
Yeah. Where is that?
When did I give as the date?
About 4 months ago, you said it'd be done within...
By the fall?
Was like you said something
by
like...
By the fall?
By the fall.
No. By the fall.
You said by September 15th.
Yes.
No, he didn't. Yes. He said something like...
Oh, no,
should...
I think... No, I'm... No,
Shelly, we're guys.
Sure.
We're guys.
Typically what Bruce says is, we'll be able to take calls here shortly. I am working on that.
Yeah.
Shortly does not mean months.
We're
shortly
guys.
Shortly means you're Shelly. About to figure it out.
Wait. Shelly, we're guys. You know, there's swing Shelly, girls and guys, right?
You ever seen the show Cosmos?
Boys have a penis and girls have a vagina.
No.
Oh, what?
If a girl...
Men are from
if a girl tells her husband... That she was at a girlfriend's house and the husband calls.
I'll be there shortly.
Most women would say they had no idea where their friend was. If a woman calls their husband's 10 best friends, 7 of them will say he was at their house and 2 of them will tell him that he's still there.
But he's in the bathroom.
And nobody's seen him.
Girls are from Mars and men have a penis. Now, Shelly, you've seen the show Cosmos.
Yes.
Talks about the vastness of the universe and
yes.
the millions and billions,
billions
of years.
Billions.
He never actually
it
said that.
It even takes to fly from one place to another.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah.
Millions and millions of miles. So shortly in cosmic terms could be, I mean, it could be 10,000 years.
Well,
but in my case, I'm saying only a few months, which is really reasonable, I think.
We don't live in
the cosmos.
Out in the cosmos,
yes,
but
do.
I can put you there
Sorry,
if you'd
folks,
like.
We live in the cosmos.
To go this direction.
To the moon.
Alice.
I just think that.
Bruce.
There they go.
It's funny because when I go back, because I listen to shows, uh-huh. I'll go back, and every once in a while, I'll hear Mark in the background. Like talking smack, he'll be like, and it's clear. I can hear it clearly. We don't hear it when we're doing this. I hear a little blah, 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 off to the side, but when you hear it on the show, it's quite clear. So we're going to know exactly what he said.
Yeah.
Okay. So,
do we have an interest in going live?
I only have an interest in going live if our listeners, if that would do something for our listeners. If they don't really give a crap, then I don't really give a crap.
Because even if we go to live, we still would put the podcasts up for people to listen to at a later time.
Right.
It just would give people...
That's how we started, actually.
Correct.
That's, you know, way back, Shelley remembers.
Yeah,
she
I was
on
a couple of those.
A couple times that we were live. And that's how the first time I ever even heard of a podcast, didn't even know what it was.
WKRP in Cincinnati.
The problem was
we didn't have any listeners then because you couldn't get the radio station even if you were in the parking lot.
Now, yeah, in the parking lot, it was like, Recovery 101. It was like that kind of reception. Now, we could go live. Now, remember, going live requires you to be at a certain location at a certain time every week.
Right.
Now, we're a bunch of alcoholic addicts. I'm not saying that's impossible to have happen because we did it for I don't know how many months,
mm-hmm.
6 months or so online. Mm-hmm. And those were, are you ready for this? 3 hour shows.
Yeah.
You guys can do it.
Wouldn't going live be awesome if we're live, but we're here in our studio and the ice cream truck goes by?
That would be awesome.
And we actually leave dead space while we go run and chase down the ice cream truck.
You know, radio stations love that.
I know. Dead air.
They love that.
We could like get a loop of elevator music just for those occasions. Oh, oh, ice cream man, hold on.
You
please hold the line.
You know what'd be funny? We could, it'd be just about enough time to do it. We could play Van Halen Ice Cream Man and run out there, get the ice cream, and be back.
Wireless mics. We take the mics with us.
Oh, yeah. We could do that.
While we decide what ice cream we want.
They'd have to be heck of powerful wireless mics.
With all our money, we could do that.
Yeah. What money?
The sponsor money from going live.
Well, what
we don't have any sponsors.
You know what? I'll tell you what. I will make a commitment here.
Yes.
I will make a commitment that in the next 2 weeks.
Okay.
He said 2 weeks.
That's right. 2 weeks from when this show goes up.
Okay.
No. 2 weeks from today.
Well, no, that's right, because when the show goes up, he's going to have 2 more weeks to it for us to have recorded, which means he's only got 2 weeks.
Right.
So
2 weeks to figure it out. And I will enlist the help of Lori Faith, because she was like, okay, and take calls on Skype. So she seems to know we have Skype. We don't use Skype, but we have it. Mm-hmm. We have a webcam somewhere. We can figure out how to do it.
We have a teletype, too. We could just use that.
We don't need a webcam. It's radio.
Skype is
and video,
a video
killed.
Audio thing. I don't know if you can.
Video killed.
The radio star.
Yeah, I don't. Well, I don't know. Maybe you can use Skype without video. I don't know.
I do not need. Okay, I am sitting here wearing a sweaty T-shirt, an old skirt. My hair is up in a clip. I don't need our listeners to see me like that.
Well, I'm pointing at the green screen.
I don't want people to see me on the green screen. What are you talking about?
Wear green clothes.
They wouldn't see you in the green screen if it was only pointed
at the green screen.
Oh, I see.
Wear green clothes.
And wear that green makeup. You'll be like that Japanese guy. Have you ever seen that guy?
Yeah.
He makes himself up like the background. Really intense.
Yep.
So that's my commitment.
Okay.
All right.
Shelley, you work on the wireless mics for the ice cream truck?
Get the New York information to me.
I will email that to you.
Okay.
I promise, by tomorrow.
All right. If nothing else, we can just take the show on the road.
We did that. Actually, I enjoyed recording it in Vegas. That was fun.
But we could go, like, to Budapest and...
We used to do that.
Yeah, we could...
Mark wouldn't know this.
No, we never did. We said we were.
Look, come on, you're blowing the imagination of the internet.
That's right.
We did a show from the happiest place on earth. We did a show from Iceland.
The Chicken Ranch.
We did a show from the center of Mongolia. We did one from the Chicken Ranch.
Center of Mongolia barbecue.
No, we did. Oh. Yeah, almost.
One time when James was having a really bad day, we did a show from hell.
I've done a number of remotes.
Yeah.
I've done them from some hotel down by LAX. Mm-hmm. I've done it from the Prism Awards. Mm-hmm. Shelley and I did one from Northern California up by Gold Country. Mm-hmm. We did Vegas. So
we just need a plug.
Yeah. For the jug.
No, a plug for the board and the laptop.
We don't need a plug for the jug?
We don't even have a jug.
Shelley's encouraging you all to drink.
No, we don't have a jug.
So what else?
Well, I don't know. We at one point, once upon a time, we're trying to think of other segments we could do on the show.
Yeah. Well, taking callers would be a pretty big
yeah,
segment.
But yeah. like what well, other... Here's things another could we thing. Do. We need themes, people. We need themes.
And people that are listening to the show, we're kind of just bantering things about here. Yeah. So if
that's
you have
what
something
we do.
To banter, send it in to us. Because there's also the idea of if we take calls, the show's going to get significantly longer.
Not
which
necessarily.
Which most people have said is okay.
Not necessarily, because if we alternate a topic show and a call-in show, we'd have one show with a topic, and we just wouldn't have a topic that we talk about on the other show. We would just have a topic and have the listeners talk about, call in.
Because if I were to throw this out there, let's say that a station in New York mm-hmm. wanted us on. Mm-hmm. They're not looking for 45 minutes. I guarantee you that.
They're looking for 2 hours.
They're probably looking for 2 hours. Which could be edited to become 2 hours, because it's probably only going to be once a week. I don't know.
2 hours is fine.
And it's probably not going to be 2 hours. It'll be an hour and a half because of the commercials.
Well, yeah.
See? Taking callers would fill that spot.
You do 8 minutes, and then you take a break. You do another 8 minutes, and you take a break. So
if we need a two-hour show, we can do that in 3 weeks. One sure. of them you speak, one of them I speak, one of them Mark speaks. Well, those will be three-hour shows, but yours will be 2 hours.
Why will mine be 2 hours?
Because Mark and I will go over.
We always do. We'll bleed. We will bleed into Dr. Phil.
I don't want 2 hours. You guys
no, no,
have
no.
2 hours.
You'd only get an hour. It'd be a 2 hour show. You get an hour to speak. The problem is Mark and I each get an hour to speak, and we go over.
That's fine.
We get less calls.
I'll be the
MC. We don't take any calls on that
which
show.
Which is fine, because we don't care about other people's opinions anyway.
I'll be the MC. I'll just introduce you guys, and you guys can talk.
Okay, you're gonna wear a top hat, and
she said MC, not ringmaster.
She does have a megaphone.
I do have a megaphone. Thank you very much, Robert.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages.
Well, children of some ages.
Yeah. Children of the corn.
Yeah.
So, Jelly.
Yes.
What would your final words on the topic of what was the topic?
Why are we still doing this?
Okay.
My final words would be, we may do the show, but the show belongs to our listeners. What you guys want, you need to let us know.
Sometimes we do the show, and sometimes the show does us.
Ow. You need to let us know. Email us, comment on whatever show's posted.
You can comment on the recovery groups on Facebook.
You can get on the groups on Facebook or the page, and you can look me up on Facebook under Shelley Burnett and send me a message.
Mark.
Yeah.
Why do we still do this?
Because it reminds us how awesome we are.
See, it doesn't do that for me.
Awesome!
I'm doing it wrong. I'm clearly doing it wrong. I usually am reminded of what an idiot I am.
You know what? We do the show. I don't go to as many meetings as I used to. And it keeps me centered in my recovery.
You know what? Yeah. You guys need new sponsors or something. This show does not do that for me.
I'm going to tell Roger you said that. Shelley doesn't think you're a good sponsor.
I'm
going to
tell
Roger.
Richard.
You and your 30 years can just go lump it, according to Shelley. This is why... Never mind, I'm not going to say that.
This is why what?
This is why Mark said you had to wait till you got 5 years to talk.
Are we moving that to 8 now?
Huh?
Are we moving that to 8?
No. Shelley gets more comments about how bitchin' she is than anybody.
She is.
You've got to move it to 10, because if you move it to 8, that's only going to give you a couple more months.
It's okay. I can move it again.
Silence for 2 months. Okay,
group
bye-bye.
Conscience.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Shelley will
bye-bye.
Not be here on the next show.
Bye-bye.
It'll be the new Mark and Bruce show. My final words are, I do it for the fun. I've been doing it since day one. I get a total kick out of people that call and say, hey, you know what? Your show is what pulled me through this hard time. And I'm like, now, as great that is to hear, it shocks the crap out of me as well. You know, I'm like, really? Us? Our wee group in the fabulous Laguna Beach studio? overlooking the cliffs of the ocean.
They're kind of clouded over today.
It is a little clouded over today.
What kind of drugs are you guys on? Because first, you say that it is 93 degrees. We are in a garage full of crap sitting next to a dumpster, and this is fun?
Well, this is better than hiding behind the dumpster like when we were getting loaded.
Yeah, I used to sit behind the dumpster with a needle.
Well, that's true.
This is a lot, but I'm a chair.
Now we have a studio for the... Now we have a dumpster for the studio to dump extra, all that extra
all
electronic
the
crap, the old stuff that we used to have.
All the archives.
Yeah, the archives.
So
Shelley, who's our friend back east?
That would be Bruce.
The other white meat.
He runs the 12-Step Gazette at 12stepgazette.com. You can read his fine publication online. You can have it emailed to you, or you can subscribe, and he will send it to you in the post. You can also inquire about franchise opportunities so that you can bring the 12-Step Gazette to your little burg. As our friend in the Inland Empire has done, if you go to 12stepgazette.com/IE, you can read the Southern California edition.
Awesome. You can. She did a new little graphic. You guys should go click on those graphics
on our
as
page.
Well. On the show pages, that would be helpful. Mark?
Yes?
People listen to the show.
We appreciate that very much.
We do.
And we're going to appreciate it after this show if they're still listening.
Oh, we'll get comments.
Actually, we'll get a lot of comments. I want comments from people and why they listen. Anyway, you listen to the show, we appreciate it. If you get it some way other than our site, we ask that you go to recovery101.net and click on the show. If you're a member of Podomatic, when you click that like button, you'll be counted into our numbers. Thank you very much. If not, you'll be offered an opportunity to become a member of Podomatic. Please join. You'll get automatic updates on your email of when we post a show. You can like, comment, leave show topics in the comments. You can follow us on the show, and you can also add us to your playlists for your Saturday night party needs.
Yes.
Whoop, whoop.
First call-in show topic, why do you listen?
No one will be listening. We'll get no calls. It'd be like Alec Baldwin doing a show.
It'll be crickets.
If it's Alec, we can have Alec Baldwin come in, and he can bring his...
Pete Schwede balls.
If you are Facebook friendly and you go to sign into the page, it's really fast at Podomatic, recovery101.net, because you can just click log in with Facebook, and as long as you're logged into Facebook when you do that, it will sign you up in a second. They will not spam your board. I've never seen them post for me. Matter of fact, that would be kind of nice, because I have to post all the shows on Facebook. But if you're on Facebook, you can join the Recovery 101 radio show fan page by liking it. If you want to be more anonymous, you can join the Recovery 101 group, which is a closed group. You need to ask to be invited. If ye ask, ye shall receive. If you spam, ye shall receive Shelley's slipper of death or Robert's hammer of the gods or Bill or whoever is going to get you, someone will get you. We have an email address at recovery101radio@gmail.com. We've got videos at youtube.com/easylook and youtube.com/recovery101rule62.
Do not take yourself so damn seriously.
Shelly, who's the lead on music? Bye.
Once again, I wasn't thinking
Deer
that far ahead.
In the headlights.
Yeah.
Do the same thing every show.
Electra.
Everybody, try and leave it better than you found it and be the example.
We're out.
And take care of you. Sure.